Despite what lawmakers say, Washington's next budget doesn't fully fund schools. That's the opinion of the lawyer who sued the state in 2007 over school funding. Attorney Thomas Ahern says it's not enough money and it doesn't get to the schools fast enough.
This idea that, well, it's $7.3 billion over 4 years, which is less than $2 billion a year, that fully satisfies it. People who say that did not read the McCleary decision, did not read the McCleary court orders, and do not know what the state's own witnesses and state's own attorneys promised to the court.
Ahern says lawmakers should be plowing $5 billion more per year into schools. Stephanie McCleary is the mom whose name is on the school funding lawsuit. She too is disappointed and says she wants the Washington Supreme Court to hold firm.
And I feel a little angst that what if somebody says this is enough? Because I don't feel that it is full compliance based on, the court order.
The case has been going on for a decade. McCleary's son graduated from high school this year and her daughter from college. The state Supreme Court is expected to decide later this year whether the new budget funds a constitutional school system.